Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 2 of the Fiend UK podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning. Well, I want to break some news to you. This is, of course, now, as I mentioned, the official podcast of FiendUK.net. I'm very happy of this. My first ever official, quote-unquote, podcast. And the quote-unquote was for official. I'm going to make an executive decision to release episodes every Thursday. Of course, you can listen to them anytime you want. You could be listening to this episode on the 19th of April, 2012. If they're still on the internet then. Which I hope they are. Because I want my voice to live on through history. So, we're going to start things off this week with your news. This week's featured attraction is the Bubbleworks. And we've got some audio from the Bubbleworks, so let's get things started. Alright, so your news for this week. Well, there is actually no reported news that I've seen from Chessington World of Adventures for this week. Over at Fort Park, Slammer is still closed. Logger's Leap has joined it, as well as Detonator. From what I've seen, there has not been any work made to either so far. And for Alton Towers, if you're thinking of heading to the park this Monday, you could get yourself free entry. Now, I wonder how that could happen. Well, Monday is, of course, St. George's Day, and the park is celebrating it in typically wacky style by letting anybody with a dragon in free of charge. Unlike previous offers of this nature, ranging from the gnomes to superheroes, you need not to have another person paying full price entry. Simply take along a dragon, either plastic, metal, soft, Komodo, or other, and you'll get in for free. Simple. The official website lists the terms and conditions as one dragon required per entry. No battle axes allowed, and any abandoned dragons will be slain. Sounds pretty interesting. That sounds like a really short news week. But I don't think things will get any better for quite a while. Well, we're only about 3 minutes into the show, and we're already on the featured attraction. But before I get onto that, I'd like to ask you guys, the Theme UK listeners, and anybody that doesn't even know anything about Theme UK, be sure to go out to Theme UK. It's located at themeuk.net. It's a great website. It's got the best info on Fort Park and Chessington. Now, you may notice that we do include Alton Towers on this show as well. It's just I thought we'd be able to do more if we include Alton Towers as well. But a great website for that is at Alton Towers. For Alton Towers is at towerstimes.co.uk, and there's another one called Towers Almanac, also at .co.uk. So be sure to check out those. And if any of you guys would like to send in a segment, just PM me and I'll give you the details of how you can do it. You can do anything you want as long as it has to do with Chessington, Fort Park, or Alton Towers. I could interview if you would like. You just have to have access to a microphone and your dreams will come true. But now, though, it's time to get on to the featured attraction, which is Bubbleworks. Of course, the information is coming from Theme UK. I think no one could argue that Professor Verb's Bubbleworks could have been the most influential ride at Chessington, as it won the hearts of both adults and children. With clever wit, hidden jokes, and general fun atmosphere, the same people also couldn't argue that it wasn't looking worse for wear in its old age and needed some attention. Lo and behold, 2006 saw a new injection into the ride. This is from Imperial Leather, as the once pulp factory has now become a soap factory. To be fair, the concept isn't that out there. Bubbleworks is a name that can fit either, and new things could now be done to the ride. The problem is, perhaps too much has been done to the ride. Gone is Professor Burp, and many of his scenes have been changed too, with the main focus being on ducks. And one too many of them at that. As you make your way through the factory, the sponsorship is everywhere, Well, this is coming from Adam. I'm not against sponsors. In fact, Imperial Leather and the Flume at Alton Towers is a great example of a great improvement. But on a trademark ride, it's just not good enough. Poor music loops, no music in places. Many interactive moving scenes have now become static, and I'm never sure where the kids-like ducks attitude came from. Anyone with kids will know that if you take them to feed the ducks, stay away from the ducks, the parents say. The ducks nip quite hard if they get close. So what's the last thing kids will want to do? That's right, get close to ducks. This is obvious by the people getting off Bubbleworks. Don't get me wrong, this is not a complete waste. The ride looks fresh, clean, and new, but there are many improvements to be made to the ride, as it seems incomplete and simply quite boring. Ensure you get on the ride, just don't wait too long for it. And when I went, the queue line wasn't as long for it as it seemed to be for when it was the original Professor Burp's Bubbleworks. Oh, and speaking of, well, back in 1990, when Chessington announced the Vampire to the world in a new area called Transylvania, the excitement for UK's first swinging roller coaster and the world's first to dive underground was massive. While in the deserved hype Vampire got, there was another ride which made up the area, and that was Professor Burp's Bubbleworks. Set in the heart of the new Transylvania, for first timers, more at the time than now, no one really knew much about the ride. Yet in the present day, this is nearly, if not as popular, as the Vampire itself. The story is very simple, and while many may have questioned whether this fits into Transylvania's theme, it is now part of the furniture. Sit back, relax, and take a step out of reality while Professor Burp invites you on a tour of his wacky soda factory. Step out of the normal and into what was, and in many respects, still is one of the best dark rides there is, and easily the best family attraction at Chessington. Let's now take a ride through Professor Burp's magical pop soda factory and see the story come to life. That's my American accent for you. I cannot give you the sort of guideline, but I will post a picture, a link to a picture that is on Theme UK in the show notes that will give you a pretty good idea about what I'm talking about. Start your journey once entered into the factory. You embark on your journey to the boats. Many posters advertising the pop, excellent backdrops, very catchy music, and always something to look at. In fact, once inside the factory, there's plenty to keep you entertained on your way up and over the track and down to the boats. Welcome to the Bubbleworks. Professor Burp welcomes you through his office before you set out through the soda stages. Fruit and fiesta! Watch as the juices are extracted in some weird and wonderful different ways. Also sets the tone for the Bubbleworks with the smell of juices all around. Welcome to the gas chamber. See which and what gases are going into your soda drink. all under the watchful eye of, guess who? Professor Burp. Watch out, you're now entering the pressure room, the most unstable part of the tour, and testing is in progress. This is what can happen when things go wrong. The monster moves in for the kill in the only scene in the section, linked strongly to the last one. Back out of danger and into the Hawaiian mixing room. Many ways in which to mix the soda, hippos, birds, and jacuzzis. The space soda. Crater Aid. It sounds a tad like Gatorade. Makes its way to its destination. Back down to Earth, and it's testing time in the Burp Factory. And it's testing for both ends. Now the testing has been done, it's time for bottling the soda into the bottling department. But just like the rest of the factory, things aren't going to plan. The bottling is now done, and it's time to arrange transport for the soda. In a fairground setting, the Cola Coaster. Bumper forklifts and carousels are full of soda, and Professor Burp keeps everything moving swiftly. You are now in the quiet zone, moving up slowly. You're about to enter the finale of the tour. What is the finished product? You get to see the fruit juices in all of their glory in the fountain finale. Thanks for calling, and see you again soon. So, just why is this ride so good? Well, to be fair, if you can't answer that after the tour, you'll never know. This is a massive ride in Chessington's history, and it's so weird, colourful, different, or summed up nicely, original, that it may never be bettered. Here's the fact file for the Bubble Works. Now the stats. Manufacturer was Mack. Height, you get a 15 foot drop. Time, 6 minutes approximately. Year opened, 1990. Year closed, 2005. On ride photo, yes, there was one. Family specific design? Of course. For those that were lucky or could be bothered, Chessington held a last ride for the Bubble Works on, I'm used to American ways, I live in New York, the 31st of October 2005, with exclusive ride time between 8:30 p.m. and onwards. Although there was a hint of the birthday bash organising, we all got out exclusive last ride, mouse mats, and got eventually a few rides before the big change next year. 90% of excellent staff, great to see, and was happy to go. And all of that was, of course, from Adam, the leader in force of TheemeUK.net. Well, that does it for me for this week. We're now going to end the show with some audio from Bubbleworks. So, I'll see you next week. Next week for you, I think we have Nemesis from Alton Towers, plus some extra hidden bonus features which could well be coming your way. So until then, I'll see ya! go. And that was an added bonus from my day at Chessington. I bring you some, in my personal opinion, crap audio from the Imperial Leather Bubble Works. But here we go anyway.
Yeah.
I'll see you audio guys in just a sec.
Come on, Mr. Ben.
a ride.
I think we're going to have some soup.